From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo affirms traditional processions in his youngest son's marriage to preserve culture. Vice President Maruf Amin commands to preserve Prambanan Temple. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated that traditional processions taking place during the marriage ceremony of his youngest son, Kaisang Pangarep, with Erina Gudono, are to preserve culture. On Sunday, they had Unduh Mantu procession for the Kaisang and Erina. The Unduh Mantu procession being part of the wedding tradition in Javanese cultures in a procession to welcome a newly wedded woman for her husband's families. During the wedding processions at the official residence of Surakarta Mayor Loji Gandrung Surakarta, Central Java, President Joko Widodo stated that the Unduh Mantu processions demonstrated his commitment to continue and preserve the traditional Javanese culture. He added that the love of traditional culture must be nurtured to ensure the identity remains among the people. Kaisang Pangarep officially wedded Erina Sofia Gudono after the marriage contract ceremony, or akad nikah in Sleman, Yogyakarta on Saturday. Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin said that the preservation efforts in Prambanan Temple Complex, Sleman, Yogyakarta, has successfully maintained the temple's good condition. This was affirmed by Vice President Maruf Amin during his visit to observe ongoing restoration works in the temple on Sunday. Per the video published by the Vice Presidential Secretariat Instagram account, he also said that while experts had been successful in reconstructing the ruins into the temple's original form, works must be continued to restore and recover more structures surrounding the main temple. He added that the existing historical sites proved that Indonesia's ancient civilizations had created colossal structures that could be one of the wonders of the ancient world. Indonesia has a big opportunity to become a renowned halal producer at the international level, and Indonesia could also become the biggest market for global halal products by utilizing the advantage of demographic bonuses and its status as a country with the biggest Muslim population in the world. This was affirmed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto in a statement on Sunday. Let's begin with the international news, where Russia's ex-president Dmitry Medvedev said on Sunday, the country was ramping up productions of new generation weapons to protect itself from enemies in Europe, the United States, and Australia. Medvedev, who serves as deputy head of Russia's Security Council, did not provide details of the weapons. President Vladimir Putin repeatedly said that Russia has been developing new types of weapons, including hypersonic weapons, that he boasts can circumvent all existing missiles' defense systems. The Kremlin chief claimed that Russia's cruise missiles and hypersonic system were more modern and even more efficient than those in the United States. Afghan Taliban forces opened fire at the border crossing with Pakistan on Sunday, killing 6 civilians, the Pakistani military said. More than a dozen people were wounded by the unprovoked and indiscriminate fire near the town of Chaman in Balochistan province. The clash happened after Afghan forces tried to cut part of the fence on the border, according to senior provincial government officials who spoke to AFP on conditions of anonymity. A police spokesman in Kandahar province confirmed that a clash had taken place at the border without giving further details. Beijing's COVID-19 gloom deepened on Sunday with many shops and other businesses closed, and an expert warned of many thousands of new coronavirus cases as anger over China's previous COVID-19 policies gave way to worry about coping with the infection. China dropped most of its strict COVID-19 curbs on Wednesday after unprecedented protests against them last month, but cities that were already battling with their most severe outbreaks, like Beijing, saw a sharp decrease in economic activity after rules such as regular testing were scrapped. Zhang Nansan, a prominent Chinese epidemiologist, told state media that the Omicron strain of the virus prevalent in China was highly transmissible and one infected person could spread it to as many as 18 others. To aid communities who are facing a harsh winter in Ukraine, the Singapore Red Cross SRC is supporting the construction of 10 locally designed modular houses that can withstand the freezing conditions and other shocks, SRC said on Monday. The home ground humanitarian organization has also provided generators, medical equipment, and water and sanitation system to aid vulnerable communities in Ukraine. In addition, SRC will be supporting the purchase of 6 power generators and the associated fuel cost to keep the generators running. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo collaborates with universities in a speech contest to commemorate 65th anniversary of Indonesia-Japan diplomatic relations. The Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Tokyo collaborates in holding an Indonesian speech competition with some universities in Japan ahead of the 65th anniversary of Indonesia-Japan diplomatic relations. Indonesian Ambassador to Japan and the Federation of Micronesia, Heri Ahmadi in Tokyo, explained that the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo is ready to collaborate with some universities and high schools in Japan to hold Indonesian's language speech competition on all campuses in Japan on a larger scale. The 15th Indonesian Language 2022 at Kanda University Chiba is organized by Kanda University of International Studies. This competition will be attended by various students from various universities and receive the full support of the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo. Apart from the Kanda University of International Studies, 37 participants take part in the competition. They are from Osaka University, Keio University, Waseda University, Asia Pacific University, Chuo University, Sensu University, Kukushikan University, Doshisha University, and Daito Bunka University. According to Ambassador Harry, this activity, apart from strengthening relations between the two nations, is also a medium for globalizing the Indonesian language, which is the mandate of Law No. 24/2009. He also appreciates the Kanda University's of International Studies, which since 2000, it has guided more than 450 Japanese students to learn Indonesian. Meanwhile, the chancellors of Kanda University, Miyuchi Takahisha, hopes that through this competition, the participants in general, all Japanese students can further improve their motivation to learn Indonesian. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
We start today in history with December 12, 1950, where the first transmigration in Indonesia occurred. Transmigration Service Day is celebrated every December 12th. The implementation of transmigration was first carried out on December 12, 1950. At that time, the government only sent 25 families or 98 people. The initial location of transmigration at that time was to Lampung and Lubuk Linggau. This date is commemorated as Transmigration Day. Let's move on to December 12, 1992, where the earthquake and tsunami on Flores Island occurred. The 7.8 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Flores occurred on December 12, 1992. This earthquake caused a 36-meter high tsunami that destroyed houses on the coast of Flores. At least 2,100 people died, 500 people were missing, 447 people were injured, and 5,000 people were evacuating. We end today in history with December 12, where the International Day of Neutrality occurred. International Day of Neutrality is celebrated every December 12. The date refers to December 12, 1995, when Turkmenistan declared itself and at the same time was officially recognized by the United Nations as a permanent neutral country. On February 2, 2017, the UN General Assembly adopted Resolution 71/275 that noticing the relations between peacekeeping and the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and declared December 12 as International Day of Neutrality. Listener, that was today in history over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia discussed labor cooperation with Australian Minister of Skills and Training Brandon O'Connor on the sidelines of the 17 regional meetings of the Regional Labor Organization ILO Asia Pacific in Singapore on Wednesday. In the bilateral meeting, Minister Ida Fauzia mentioned the cooperation in the field of employment within the framework of the Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnerships Agreement IACEPA, on which its development was delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic and changes in leaderships in Australia. The cooperation includes a memorandum of understanding on workplace based on training on skills development exchange pilot project. Minister Ida Fauzia wants to have further discussions with Australian government, particularly to facilitate the availability of information regarding the eligible sponsor list to follow up and implement the MOU on workplace-based training. According to Minister Ida Fauzia, the eligible sponsor list is very important for Indonesia to facilitate the supervision and protections of Indonesian apprentices in Australia. She hopes that Australia, under the leadership of Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, can provide support in the form of access to obtain information on the Workplace-Based Training or WBT program so that monitoring, supervision and protections for Indonesians' apprentices can be more guaranteed. She also hopes to strengthen cooperation with the Australian government in the field of skills development and training in various sectors in a bid to enhance the competitiveness and competence of the Indonesian workforce before they enter the world of work. She further explained that Indonesia and Australia had discussed a worker placement program for Indonesian migrant workers in the agricultural sector. The discussions have entered the final stage of drafting the MOU on Australian agriculture visa. However, due to changes in government in Australia, the visa programs for the agricultural sector was halted before it could be signed by the Indonesian government. She hopes that the Australian government can resume this program or open up other job opportunities for Indonesian workers in the agricultural, fishery, forestry sectors and many others.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berawal dari tatap indah senyummu memikat. Memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya. Tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Kadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to South Kalimantan. Precisely Loksado, a sub-district in Hulu Sungai Selatan Regency, South Kalimantan Province. The location is about 185 kilometers from Banjarmasin, the provincial capital of South Kalimantan. Loksado is located in the Meratus Mountains and is one of the natural tourism areas with cultural attractions of Bukit Dayak people, the native tribe of the Meratus Mountains. With the nature tourism in Loksado, there are 8 beautiful waterfalls. One of these waterfalls is Haratai Waterfall, which is the main destination in Loksado. To reach Haratai Waterfall from Banjarmasin, visitors can use private vehicles or public transportation to this waterfall. If you use public transportation, you choose transportation to Kandangan, the capital of Hulu Sungai Selatan Regency. Furthermore, from Kandangan to Loksado, it takes about 1 hour. After arriving at Loksado, the journey continues to the village of Haratai, about 20 kilometers away, which can only be passed by 2-wheeled vehicles. If you don't bring a vehicle, you can rent a motorbike or use a motorcycle taxi service. The terrain traverse is also quite extreme. The 9-kilometer road has a steepness of about 60 degrees. The road is at some points less than 1.5 meters wide, with a ravine or river on one side. From Haratai Waterfall parking location, you have to walk and cross a suspension bridge to reach the entrance ticket counter. You have to pay an entrance ticket to the location of the waterfall tourism attraction of 5,000 rupiah per person. Arriving at the location of the waterfall, you will definitely be amazed by its beauty. Haratai Waterfall has a height of about 20 meters and has 3 levels. The water discharge is quite large, so it is very difficult to swim around the waterfall, especially when it rains. During the dry season, the water discharge is not too heavy. Under the waterfall, there is a lake that can be used for bathing or just soaking. For bathing, tour managers provide tires for visitors. For those of you who don't want to soak in the clear waters of the Haratai Waterfall, you can take pictures with the waterfall as a background. The location of the Haratai Waterfall tourism attraction is open every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. At this tourism location, there is a gazebo to rest while enjoying the atmosphere, and there is also a place to change clothes. For those of you who want to spend the night, there are many inns around Loksado. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sinaran hangat mentari sore ini, aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri
masih terasa ku ingat detik itu, kisah rumahku dan rumahmu, cerita yang pilu saat terluka terkecap mimpiku dan mimpimu. Sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri, dan ku melihatnya senyum juga tawa lagi ku bawa mimpi kita.
Beda kita bersama seperti pertama, pertama, pertama. Lagi ku bawa mimpi kita.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about Perjalanan ke Manado. Perjalanan ke Manado, which means a trip to Manado. Stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Beberapa Keberangkatan Lain Juga Tertunda. Beberapa keberangkatan lain juga tertunda, which means some other departures are also delayed. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and an airline staff. The airline staff informs about the delay of some departures. Let's listen to the conversation.
Apa hanya pesawat Manado saja yang tertunda?
Beberapa keberangkatan lain juga tertunda karena masalah cuaca.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Beberapa, beberapa, which means some. Keberangkatan lain, which means other departures. Juga, juga, which means also. Tertunda, tertunda, which means delayed. Karena, karena, which means because. Masalah cuaca, which means weather problem. Beberapa keberangkatan lain juga tertunda karena masalah cuaca. Beberapa keberangkatan lain juga tertunda karena masalah cuaca, which means some departures are also delayed because of weather problem. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, beberapa keberangkatan lain juga tertunda karena masalah cuaca. Beberapa keberangkatan lain juga tertunda karena masalah cuaca, which means some departures are also delayed because of weather problem. In the sentence, there is the word beberapa, beberapa, which means some. It is used to state indefinite quantity of something. In the sentence, the word beberapa, beberapa, which means some, is used to state the number of flight departures that exact number is unknown. You can place the word beberapa, beberapa, which means some, before the noun. For example, beberapa orang, which means some people, and beberapa keberangkatan, which means some departures. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word beberapa, beberapa, which means some, to state a quantity. It means not many, but more than one. Beberapa penumpang menunggu sambil mendengarkan musik. Beberapa penumpang menunggu sambil mendengarkan musik, which means some passengers are waiting while listening to music. Beberapa pramugari memasuki pesawat. Beberapa pramugari memasuki pesawat, which means some stewardesses enter the plane. Besides using the word beberapa, beberapa, which means some, to state a quantity that is not many but more than one, you can also use the word sejumlah, sejumlah, which means a number. For example, sejumlah keberangkatan harus tertunda karena masalah cuaca. Sejumlah keberangkatan harus tertunda karena masalah cuaca, which means a number of departures has to be delayed because of weather problem. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apa hanya pesawat Manado saja yang tertunda?
Beberapa keberangkatan lain juga tertunda karena masalah cuaca.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
masih menantikanmu mengisi ruang di hatiku. Salahkah bila ku di sini selalu menunggu, selalu berharap. Oh, sesungguhnya ku masih menantikanmu mengisi ruang.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a Keroncong song entitled Kenangan Terindah by Remember Entertainment. The song released in 2005 was popularized by an Indonesian band, Samsons. The song tells about the story of true love, who will always love no matter what happens, even if they are not together anymore, or have been separated by death. Well listener, here is Remember Entertainment with the Keroncong song Kenangan Terindah.
Aku yang lemah tanpamu, aku yang rentan karena cinta yang telah hilang darimu, yang mampu menyanjungku selama mata terbuka sampai jantung tak berdetak. Selama itu pun aku mampu untuk jumpa darimu, kutemukan hidupku bagiku. Kaulah cinta sejati, yeah, yeah, yang telah hilang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Look. terima semua keputusan yang telah kau buat. Satu yang harus kau tahu, ku nanti kau tuh kembali. Jujur ku tak ingin kau pergi, tinggalkan semua usaha di sini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indahnya awal kita bertatap mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Bersama mencari arti dunia, kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia?
Oh,
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.